place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on this solo mission of the Feed 5 Pod. Lonnie and I are headed to Sin City and Radio Row next week, where I would probably likely work in a new episode of the Feed 5 Podcast. The schedule will allow either Monday or Tuesday, and of course, we're going to have one before the big game on Friday. So hopefully you're subscribed. Stay tuned to all the madness straight from Las Vegas, where I'm probably going to have tequila just mainlined to my veins. All right, let's get some action on the board. Let's start off with that matchup there in Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas! A little super-duper prop with the small matchup between Kansas City and San Francisco all set. What prop has my attention? And the one that really stands out to me, believe it or not, is one Travis Kelce, also known as Mr. Taylor Swift. I'm going to take him to have the most receiving yards of any player in this Super Bowl matchup at plus 275 there at BetMGM. A guy that's really turned it on here of late in the NFL postseason has done a cannonball splash in the Fountain of Youth. In the wild card round 10 for 7 for 71. Divisional round 6-5, 75-2. And then last week in the AFC Championship bout, 11 targets, 11 receptions, 116 yards, and a touchdown. He's had 27 total targets here in this postseason run. And you look at San Francisco, you know, defense was the name of the game for that franchise earlier this year, but they have come unraveled in that capacity since week 12, number 20, and pass EPA defense. Remember last week against Detroit, Sam LaPorta led that game in receiving yards with 9 for 97. So it could be a similar effort. It could be more than a century mark effort as well for Travis Kelce. So at plus 275, I'm digging that one quite a bit. I'll tell you what, early bonus time, MBS. I know you're not even remotely thinking about that name, but I like the over 12 and a half yards on his first catch. Yeah, you can wager on it. You can basically wager on anything in this stupid game. And that is available at BetMGM under Signature Bets. And it's a light juice right now at minus 105. And when I stumbled across it, I immediately grabbed it. And the reason being is this. You look at MVS in the NFL regular season, he was numero dos in ADOT, average depth of target at 17.7. He averaged 15 yards per catch. And a player that's really kind of rediscovered himself in the NFL regular season. It was well documented. So many drops that he had, a really devastating case of banana hands at times. But now in back-to-back games, he's not only cashing on this prop, but he's got four total receptions, and he's a chunk gainer by definition, evidenced by that ADOT. So likely on that first catch, it could be 20, 25, 30, even more yardage for him. Operating on streak routes as the speed stir down the field, he's going to get a lot of Shavarius Warren coverage. Warren's allowed just 11.9 yards per catch. But on that first grab, I think it's going to be more than 13 yards. So MVS over 12 and a half yards on the first reception for him, minus 105 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5. All right, Numero Cinco here on this Friday edition of the Countdown. Let's go to the association. I'm going to work a little SGP action on a guy that is just highly bankable because he puts a lot of crooked numbers up in the box score. That is Victor Wembanyama. Give me Wimby, two more blocks. Give me Wimby, one or more steals against the Bills, plus 100, even Steven money there at BetMGM. You look at New Orleans, their last 15. They're not giving up a whole lot in steals and blocks combined, 8.5 in that category. Middle of the pack individually in those numbers. Number 15, most steals per game allowed, but just the 6th fewest blocks per game allowed, again, over the last 15 games. Wimby, however, has already done this against New Orleans this season. Back on December 17th, he had 4 swats and 1 swipe in that contest. He has done this on both achievable feats and 5 straight games. And in the month of January, he averaged 3.3 blocks per game and just shy of the steal needed at 0.9. Again, the length, the athleticism, a matchup nightmare. He will take advantage yet again against the Pelicans. So give me Wimby, 2 more blocks, 1 or more steals at plus 100 there at BetMGM. Numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get a little Friday appetizer. Is it like chicken wings? Jalapeno popper, maybe? A little hummus? They can dip some carrots or some pitas in. Oh, delicious. Whatever it is that tickles your fancy. There are a handful of games on this Friday night on the college hardwood that I find enticing. And one of those matchups is a showdown of smarty pants, Princeton and Yale, really the class of the Ivy League. One of these teams likely to represent that action in the NCAA tournament. And I'm going to go with the road dogs in this one. Woof, woof, woof. Who I think are certainly going to bark and earn their snossages, and that is Princeton and the Tigers +3.5 against the Bulldogs of Yale, -110 at BetMGM. You look at Princeton, road warriors this year, in 9 games away from home, they are 7-2 straight up, and also number 13 nationally in those matchups in EFG offense. You look at Yale, a very slow down style of play that Princeton also likes. Princeton 333 in adjusted tempo. Yale at number 314 in that category. Yale just kind of largely mediocre in myriad numbers, including EFG offense, number 159, number 129 in the EFG defense. Specific though to this matchup is the fact they're giving up nearly 35% along the perimeter to the opposition, and that is wheelhouse material for Princeton, because Alico Lee, one of the best last names in college basketball, bottoms up Martini, can really make it rain from outside as a collective. Princeton hitting 35% from way downtown. Now, defense, not really the name of the game of the Tigers, but offensively, I think they're going to light up the scoreboard on the road. May not win this sucker straight up, but 3.5 points, way too many. I'll take Princeton plus those 3.5. Against Yale, -110 at BetMGM. Numero tres here on the Feed 5 podcast. I don't have a line out yet, and I got a lot of shit to do. So I'm cranking out a pod to feed the masses, and we're just going to have a conversation about some of the marquee matchups this weekend of college basketball. This is inarguably the best weekend of college hoops of the regular season. We have no football, and the matchups are glorious. So many top 10 teams going toe-to-toe, other nationally ranked teams, and major matchups. I'm going to be glued to the boob tube the entire day on Saturday and also on Sunday. So let's go to one of those marquee matchups. And, of course, it's a storied rivalry being played Chapter 1 in Chapel Hill. It's the Dukies, baby, the Dukies, slam, bam, jam, going to North Carolina. Take on the Tar Heels. Approximate line in this game, I think it's going to be around 4.5, 5, maybe 5.5. KenPom has got this as a 6-point win, believe it or not, for North Carolina. And I think the spread is too wide because it's a rivalry game. And on top of that, too, Duke has played well away from Durham, a team that is 4-2 on the road this season. 113 EFG offense, number 79 EFG defense. But I think offensively they match up quite well. Filipowski has got to avoid the whistle, stay out of foul trouble there, trying to contain, at least mitigate, Armando Bacot. RJ Davis is probably going to get his regardless. May drive 25-30 in this game. I don't care what Duke does. And I know Duke hasn't been entirely healthy. They haven't really played their A game. But, you know, I watched them against Virginia Tech, and they played extraordinarily well in that game. You look at North Carolina, a team that relishes an up-tempo style, but they're more of a defensive powerhouse this year than offensive. And it's backed up by the data that is out there. Yes, they're 9-0 at home straight up this season. But overall, number 149 in EFG offense, number 14 nationally in EFG defense. Excellent rebounding team, plus defensive team, as I just outlined, and they make their freebies. And that's what this game is going to come down to. We'll see what the line is, but if my approximation is correct and I play it up to like maybe 4.5 on the Duke side of things, I think they're going to keep this one nice and snug. And I may even flirt there at the SGP market, take the total in the game way down, and then take Duke up on the spread because they're going to keep this in the single digits there in the end. So Duke, North Carolina, stay glued. It's going to be a thriller, to say the least, there in Chapel Hill. All right, moving on to another traditional powerhouse in college basketball. Numero dos here with the Fade Five Countdown. Houston and Kansas. This one inside Fog Allen there in Lawrence. Approximate line, I think it's going to be like Houston -4.5, maybe -4. KenPom has this as a 5-point advantage, believe it or not, for the Cougs. Yeah, on the road at Kansas. One of the, again, most legendary schools in the game. I think I'm going to lay the chalk. I don't care what the number opens at here with the Cougs. I just feel they're the better team. I have watched both of these teams more than a handful of times already this season. I could tell you this. Houston is far more collectively cohesive than Kansas is. I think they have more depth. I think they're a better defensive team. And I actually think they match up fairly decently with the Jayhawks. Now, Rock Chalk, I will say this. You got Hunter Dickinson. You know, 6'9", like a sore thumb, the 7-footer. He is a lane clogger. He has got to stay out of foul trouble, though, because the zombie horde is coming, and they're just relentless. They just keep coming after you and after you and after you. And I think he's got to, you know, hopefully have a favorable home whistle for his own sake. But if he doesn't, and this game is called correctly, it could be a limited amount of minutes there for Hunter Dickinson because the small ball and aggressive, assertive style that Houston plays. You look at the Cougs, 3-2. Away from H-Town this season, number 18 in the country in those third matchups in AFG defense. Now, offensively, they struggle at times, but my God, they're the best offensive rebounding team in the country. They get third, fourth, fifth opportunities, so they can make up ground, and they don't need to really shoot at a high efficiency clip because they just, again, keep coming after you. Number one in the country as well at EFG defense, only giving up 41% inside the arc and 28.3% outside of it. And then here is the biggest X factor for me. Kansas at times has had some real problems turning themselves over, coughing up the rock. And that's what Houston hangs their hat on, is forcing a shit ton of turnovers, flying in transition, Shed and company really scoring at will in those instances. So, you know, if Kansas doesn't play a clean game, they could be in trouble in this one. Though I will say this, Jayhawks, numero uno in the country, and assists to field goals made. We shall see what version of this team shows up, but I think Houston will take care of business because Kelvin Sampson can coach his ass off. And this is no knock on Bill Self, a legend in his own right, but I think the Cougs are just a better team and will really exploit some of the weaknesses that Kansas has. So 4.5, 3.5, 4. If it's in that range, I'm all over the Cougs. They're on the road. Numero here on the Feed 5 podcast. Again, no line available for this one. They're going to be played on Sunday in Madison between Bucky Badger and Purdue Pete as the Boilers are traveling to Wisconsin. To face that team coming off a historic loss. I watched the game from start to finish last night against Nebraska, and I was stunned, just astonished at what transpired. And Wisconsin was up over 15 at halftime. In their last 120 games in those situations, they were an impeccable 120-0. All streaks are made to be broken as Huskers came back, pushing overtime, and really just slammed the door on an exhausted Wisconsin team at the end to get a key victory for that school. You know, you look at Fred Hoiberg, he's done a great job with that team this year. And one that even, you know, Tominaga, I thought was going to be Tominaga time, and the matchup was ideal for him. Last night, he scored 2 points, and Nebraska still won. Again, mind-blowing. Nebraska looking like an 8-9 seed right now as it stands today, according to my bracket projections and analytics. But look, this game is going to be an absolute coin flip. And I think Wisconsin, you know, this is a spot for them to get back on the right track. They're at home, you know, maybe fade the court storm. I think Nebraska is going to get their head handed to them against my ILL on Saturday. I will lay the chalk, whatever the hell that number is going to be, 11.5, 12 maybe. But I think Wisconsin, a team that can match up decently with Purdue. Now, of course, Zach Edey, nobody really matches up well with him except maybe Dominic Klingon or Ryan Kalkbrenner. And Wisconsin does not have that kind of body inside, but Klesman has been on fire from three. And, you know, Chucky Hepburn, he's got to have to really bring his A game in this one to compete. But, you know, it's a home court advantage. And Purdue has lost a couple of road games. I've seen Nebraska, seen Northwestern, right? And they almost got knocked off at the season sweep in the regular season by those Wildcats. And Chris Collins, one of the most epic meltdowns I've ever seen at the end of a game or any game. Frankly, that was unbelievable. But still, you look at Bucky Badger, a team, interestingly enough, is excelling offensively. Number 33 in EFG offense. And their 12 home games, but they're number 223 in EFG defense. And where they're most beatable is outside with a 3-point D, number 211 in those instances. So is it going to be a Lance Jones type of game? Lawyer, Braden Smith, the Sharpshooters, Gillis have to really show up for Purdue. And if they do, they could, you know, take advantage of the biggest weakness of the Wisconsin Badgers. Still, this team is just so white hot offensively. I know they had that lull in the second half against Nebraska, which really opened the door and explained why the Huskers came back and pushed that sucker to overtime, but they're at home. The energy is going to be just, you know, billowing out of that place. It's going to be absolutely insane from start to finish. They're an excellent rebounding team. I think they can, you know, take advantage of some of those spots, maybe get Zach Edey in foul trouble and change the course of that entire contest. So I'm expecting this game to open as a pick 'em. KenPom's got this Purdue minus one, but Wisconsin, whether a pick 'em, maybe they're laying a point, maybe they're catching a point and a half or 2 points. I'm on them. I think they're going to win probably 3 to 5 points within that spread. It'll be a tight affair. It should be from start to finish, but give me Wisconsin to steal the victory against Purdue and really tighten up that Big Ten race even more with the Boilers, the Badgers, and my ILL. And don't sleep on Northwestern. They may have 4 losses, but they have the easiest remaining schedule of any Big Ten team. All right, let's go to some bonus time. Bonus time! And I'm going to tip things off with my team, those parlay play of the day, and this is a game going down on Friday night in the NBA. So on this SGP, come with me if you are buying what I am selling. The Clippers in Detroit taking on the Pistons. Give me LAC on the money line. Give me Kate Cunningham. 5 or more dimes. Kawhi Leonard, I need a steal. And Paul George, 5 or more boards. Uno, dos, tres, and cuatro, mi amigos. All 4 of those legs hit. You're looking at a cool plus 200 at BetMGM. A little bit of background here on this wager. You look at LAC, they have won 8 of the last 10 games straight up. And they've been respectable 6-4 in their last 10 games on the road. Detroit, you know, they've been passengers on the circle bus all year. 3-7 in their last 10 overall and 3-7 in their last 10 home games. I think the Clippers get the victory. They're on Kate Cunningham. You look at LAC, they've allowed just the 5th fewest assists per game, the opposition over the last 15. But Cunningham is at the over on 5 or more assists in 10 straight games. He averaged 8 dimes per game in the month of January. So all I need is a handful. I think you'll be able to get that. Kawhi Leonard, his known calling card in pretty much every NBA circle is a master defense, right? And he is a guy that's going to get a swipe in this game. He has done a 19 of his last 21. He averaged 2.1 steals per game in the month of January in Detroit. Over the last 15, has allowed 7.8 per game. That is the 7th highest amount of any team in the association. And leg numero cuatro, Paul George, 5 or more boards. He's done this in 7 of his last 11. He averaged 5.3 rebounds per game in the month of January. And Detroit, sure, 13 fewest rebounds per game allowed over the last 15. But again, that's why I took it in this alt market, taking that number down. One bet on the standard line, which I think is like 6.5. I've seen a handful of Paul. PG-13, get it done. So to recap on this SGP, Clippers, money line, Cunningham, 5 more assists, Kawhi, 1 or more steals, and Paul George, 5 or more boards, plus 200 there at BetMGM. And let me give you one more college game for you. I'll give you a couple more, actually. Let's go to Friday night slate. Already got Princeton at plus 3.5. I'm going to leave the chalk with Akron, the Zips. Former University of Illinois head coach Sean Gross done a pretty good job there. That number is at minus 4.5, minus 110 juice, pretty much universally, no matter what book you're playing at. They're taking on Toledo. Akron this season has not been beat at home. They're 7-0. A very good defensive team as well. Offensively, even better. Number 60 in all of college basketball at AFG offense. Shooting 55% inside the arc. A whole lot of Ali. They got to, you know, clean up the turnovers, which have been problematic at times. But Toledo doesn't play a lick of defense. Number 343 in the AFGD. And a team, too, on the road this season. Sure, they're 5-2, but number 209 in EFGD in those venues away from Northwest Ohio. So I think Akron -4.5. Battle of Ohio, I guess. They're in Maction. They win by 5 or more. So I'm going to lay the chalk. And then last one for you on Saturday. Again, it's just a monster day of college basketball. Ole Miss. This would normally be probably a top three matchup, but it may be not even a top 10 matchup. They're taking on at home Auburn. And I like Ole Miss to get the money line or the victory in that one. I don't know what the line is going to be, but it's just going to be a plus money. It's likely going to be like a 3.5, 3-point margin for Auburn laying that chalk. But I think Ole Miss will spring the upset, a true upset by the sportsbook terminology there. So it could be like plus 120, 125, somewhere in that range. A team, you know, coming off that major win against Mississippi State, a game that blew away my expectations and amount of scoring. It was in the 80s. I didn't see that coming. But they're 13-0 at home, are the Rebels. And they're number 56 in those games in EFG defense. Offensively, burning the nets from outside, shooting at 38.5%. And here's the thing about Auburn. You know, a lot of people love them. The advanced analytics love them. They don't have a single quarter one victory yet to the resume. I'm kind of struggling on where to see them. They look like a 6 seed right now, but they have some opportunities on the horizon. Obviously, this is one of them to get that key victory. But they're number 239 on the road in EFG offense. Excellent defensive team. They really get after on the glass. The last two games on the road, though, however, have ended in an L. And I think it could be 3 straight as a result for Auburn, Bruce Pearl's team there. So I like Chris Beard and company. Ole Miss, the Rebels, get it done at home on the money line, whatever that number is. All right, I'm out of breath. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do me a favor. If you enjoy this program, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Fade to follow us on the X or the Twitter. I can follow me and all my free spreadsheet picks. Man, it's been a roller coaster ride this week. At Noisy Huevos, Luddy does the same thing. At Nate Luddy, especially, of course, hockey. But it's the All-Star break, so I don't know if he's got any action on that classic, but follow him anyway there at Nate Lundy on the X. All right, I'm going to be on a plane to Vegas in about 24 hours. Hopefully I will come back in one piece. Super Bowl on the horizon, college basketball, we're the heart of the season. Oh, I can't wait for this weekend's action, the NBA as well. Good luck at all your bets. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.